So next we're going to have Rena speak, and I'll let her introduce herself. She's just going to talk about some of the local issues with the Pondy dumps.
Hi, my name is Renu, and I grew up in Oroville, so I've been in this place from when it was a desert to a forest. And similarly to what Bill was saying, it's very interesting because there wasn't plastic when I was a kid. Plastic is something that has showed up in the last 40 years and has become a huge problem all over India. There wasn't any waste, so the awareness of how to deal with waste hasn't entered into common education. I find it interesting that Lucas's whole exhibition emphasized messages, because in the end, I'm actually just a student of this. I happen to live by the Pondicherry dump, and I smell it burning, and that's why I got interested in this subject. And the more I studied the subject, the more interested I got in it, and I realized this is a worldwide problem. This is an issue that's happening everywhere. And probably, in fact, it's more obvious in India, but probably the problems, aside from the health problems as Lucas described, are not as huge as in other countries. They're probably just better hidden. So anyway, the more I studied it, the more interested I got into it. And I didn't really know what to do because it was so overwhelming. So I wrote a few articles, and I thought, well, the more there's awareness about it, probably the more creative solutions can come out. I went to the Pondicherry dump, and I was really overwhelmed because it's amazing. You just can't believe what 350 tons of garbage showing up every day looks like. It's huge. And there's no... there is no education of segregation or any of that sort of thing in India at all. And it's interesting, Brooks, that you mentioned this ad, because so many Americans that I know told me how much that ad had an impact on their life. So littering, the whole education of littering is actually about only 30 years old in the West, and it takes about that long for it to become mainstream. And India is just shifting into a huge middle-class society, emulating very much the consumption patterns of the West, and completely oblivious to the problems, well, beginning to, but there's not that much in environmental studies and waste management in colleges. None of that is really hugely developed yet, and that's what is needed for India to be ahead of what the other countries are at. So what I found interesting is in my search, so I tried to meet the local administration department. I tried to find out who was involved in solid waste management in Oroville. I got copies of the last, I have an entire file of copies of letters written to the Indian Pondicherry Administrative Office. So since 2004, well, bravo, I'm not sure. Because since 2005 and even before that, these issues have been brought up again and again. This Pondicherry site, the dump is burning, it's bothering us, it's causing health issues. I started researching what's burning, what are those ingredients. Well, the list is long and alarming. It's you know, it's all sorts of cancers. And I have friends dying of cancer, and I'm going, what is this? Is there a connection? Why so many people in such a small population are so ill, of the people that I know already? And what would be happening in the villages? So sure, I mean, it's easy when you are interested in one subject to tie everything to that particular subject. And in a sense, I think garbage, as Bill was saying, is really key to where the new shift of consciousness is going to happen. So if we're going to see something happen, it's going to be on this really disregarded area, because this is an area that is the one that's going to really prey on us. We're talking about reduction of carbon waste. Today is that day that events are happening all over the world. I think it's these humble issues of how you put your waste, where do you put your waste, oh, can I compost, oh, that these are the changes that individuals are going to have to take, or even when they go into a shop saying, no, I don't want a plastic bag, I want a paper, and to start influencing, you know, our societal change that I think will make the big difference in the coming centuries of whether we are to survive or not. I mean, sure, these are all small things. There's also large-scale industry and all of that. But if it doesn't come from some groundswell of the people, I don't see it sustaining itself. So I find it interesting that Lucas ended up with messages, because in all our things, in the last meetings that we had with the Pondicherry administration, we took this movie Matram that Lucas showed. And you have to see what it, you have to imagine what it is like to walk into an Indian office, administrative office. They're overwhelmed, they're tired, they're not particularly fired up by this sort of thing. It's like, oh, now these people have complained, oh God, now we have to work, oh God. So you're up against this kind of wall, and you're like, how am I going to get this across? You know, and you know, you can see that they're inviting you to their meeting just so that they can fill in their three forms and show it to Madam that we've done our job, and oh, and go away, please. You know, let's get on to the next meal. And you know, everybody's overwhelmed. It's tiring. It's hot. Nobody really is fired up to do anything. And even if you are, it's, you sustain it for a brief moment, and then it collapses. But there they were. They were all stuck. We had the director of the forest director. We had the pollution control board director. We had the two municipality directors. So they were all sitting there. They were trapped in a room with a PowerPoint presentation. So I thought, well, let's show them this movie. And media messages in India has a very powerful impact on the society, as it does everywhere, but particularly in India. And it was past their lunchtime, and I just said, no, let's just show it to them. And it was a 30-minute long video. And they kept saying, you know, all of these, so what are you going to do about the dump? Yes, madam, we're going to do bioremediation. Well, now I look in the files, they've been saying that since 2005, and nothing's happened.
Yeah? We need money.
Huh?
We need money.
Yes, that's generally how it works.
We need money.
Yes.
All over India, this situation. You need anything, they want money. They have government paying money, but it's not enough.
Exactly.
They need Mercedes car. After any election, minister, after election campaign.
So I don't have that money, and I also don't want to promote that system.
Yeah, after campaign.
So what can I do?
They, after political campaign finished, campaigning time, they walking, they sitting in rickshaw, and after campaigning, they walking in, they sitting in Mercedes car.
Yes, I know.
Where's the money coming at? No,
we don't know.
Do you know about?
Yes, I know. But in actually, in other countries, it's the same, but not so obvious. Well, so where was I? We were sitting there, and we showed them this movie, and so all these directors that were sitting there, they were saying, you know, yes, we're going to compost it, yes, we're going to make windrows of compost piles, then we're going to take the 350 tons after 3 weeks of composting, and we're going to run it through tumblers that's going to remove the plastic. Now that plastic can't be used because it's dirty, so it has to be washed, so we haven't really come to that part. So when you start picking apart what they're going to do, it sort of isn't really very cradle to grave, or, you know, they're just going to extract the compost, but they're still clueless about what they're going to do with the plastic. So I was like, well, you know, if you got them to segregate in the front end, wouldn't you be saving crores? Because their budget is huge and impressive, 54 crores and compactors and machines and better tractors and trailers and, you know, all the stuff that makes you feel good. But it's not really going to work, because they're not going all the way to the beginning of the thing. And they all assured us, no, madam, it's in India, we cannot segregate. It won't happen. Then we showed them Matram. And I'll tell you, even though it was their lunchtime, they all got up and they gave us a standing ovation, clapped us on the back and said, it's possible. Yes, it's possible. So after after going there, visiting them in the hot sun, standing in the offices, you know, and being smiled at where you know it's nothing's going to happen, so you're just one of those things. You know, I saw more enthusiasm in the half an hour showing of that movie than in anything else. So I think media messages are important. And now it's also interesting because now I'm trying to get a commitment from them to give us some signboards.
So
no, I'm not. I'm just So this is Lucas helped produce this movie with a young man called Srini, and it's called Matram. This one doesn't have the English subtitles. But we started a website on Facebook called Stop Burning Pondi Garbage, and we uploaded it there. So you can look at it there, and I'm going to try and put it on YouTube, because I was thinking, hey, that could be part of the ad campaign. Just give the YouTube address. But it's a long movie, so it has to be condensed a little bit. Anyway, so where are we today? A big part of the garbage that comes in is biodegradable. I would say 70% of it is biodegradable. I would say there's also a huge amount of stuff that is recycled in India just through rag pickers and local thing and poorer people that find some use and some resale value in garbage. So actually garbage is pretty well picked over in India just by poverty being a factor towards it. Still, once it gets really contaminated and mixed with food stuff, it becomes less possible and it becomes the channel of very poor tribal castes that the government has kindly built houses for adjacent to the dump. So, and at the sign proudly says, Animal Husbandry and Recycling Unit. And they have 30 concrete block houses for their tribals to be apparently doing this job. So what you have is some 20 pigs scuffling around in the garbage. I guess that's the animal husbandry part. And then the recycling unit, I just don't see how 30 families can possibly recycle 350 tons of garbage a day. It's not possible. And that's how the disconnect is, you know, in India. What else did I want to say? So yeah, behavioral changes. Well, what about India segregates castes? Why not segregate waste? Stop segregating by caste, segregate your waste. I mean, you know, they could, I don't know, there's different messages to be given, and it's definitely, it's also interesting because there's a kind of blindness that I think perhaps population, poverty, and just something in the nature of what also makes India magic, but also terrible, is that you just don't see. You don't look. You know, your house is clean and everybody is washed and oiled and, you know, ribbons are knotted tightly and everybody looks good. And then the garbage is just outside and that's outside and this is inside. So there's the segregation in the mind of Indians exists all over. It's not just by caste. It's, you know, it's like, okay, this is my house, this is my yard, this is where it's okay and this is where it's not okay. So, and I think when you live in a very populated society or in a very restricted thing, you're obliged to sort of have these blindnesses that you're like, oh, I can't deal with more. Neither can I. I spent the whole day in a hospital and I was just flabbergasted by the uncleanliness and everything. And I was like, you know, I can't handle so much. So after a while, what do? You shut down. That's what you do. So you shut down, you're like, right, I'm not going to look at this. Right, I'm not going to look at that. And in the end, it's a hard thing because you're shutting down on things that actually deeply offend you or you find deeply wrong. And in a sense, I would say that, I don't know, 40 years of Oroville has worn out on some level. I mean, if you live here for a long time, you begin to desensitize yourself a little bit to some of the horrors that you perhaps impact you more powerfully when you first come. And after a while, you're just like, right, okay. And maybe you become more humble, and maybe your field of action becomes more humble. And maybe your horror becomes complacency. And then after a while, it depends. It's up to each person to see what they can live with and what they can't, and find the capacity within themselves and their field to be able to act. And it becomes difficult to tie the whole, you know, and I think garbage is one of those things that are going to tie the whole. I don't know really what else I wanted to say. There's a group of Oroville. I know, I wanted to offer, and if any of you were interested, there is in Oroville, the Eco Service picks up and goes through. It has interesting, it has its own problems in each community. There are problems with garbage issues. So even in Oroville, it's not, even though we're aware of this, most people come from Western societies that have, have already an idea about waste management. So there's a big mix of those people with people who don't at all. So that, you know, in general, the environment is a lot cleaner. But even in Oroville, there's a lot of trouble with segregation. And it'd be interesting if any of you wanted to go to EcoPro, the man who works there, Raja Manikam.
EcoService.
In EcoService, sorry. There you can see what Oroville is throwing away, what Oroville is recycling, the bottles they recycle, and how they have to find out whether the person is a good person, because they have a lot of shady characters that want to buy those bottles because they can reuse them. And the caps, they said, can you have the caps? Those are worth more money because they want to be rebottling beer or shampoo, whatever it is, with that same label and selling it. So they do a good job at trying to find, you know, either giving it right back to the company or finding, or, you know, destroying the caps. They actually have a woman there crunching the caps and destroying them so that it can't be reused. I mean, this is all very practical. And so it's quite interesting to go to the EcoService, sorry, Lucas, and see what they do. The other thing is there's a group of young Orovillians called Soma. And they have been working on a small composting, it has a Japanese name, what is it called?
Bokashi.
And they've been working on one of those and making different prototypes. And she offered, she's an Oro model, and she offered that anybody would be interested in coming and seeing that or commenting on it, they'd be welcome there. And the third person yes. I have no idea what the Tamara Initiative of the Youth Club is.
Actually, in 2007, a group of young people were connected to the Tamara because this burning was affecting Morasandi village and Ejanchabi even more. Bigger density, bigger population, more density of population. So since 2007, they started a campaign. They collected more than 800 signatures from the villages, tried to appeal to the voluntary government organizations.
Okay, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then they had a public interest litigation filed against the voluntary government, and just yesterday they took the case came up to the community. And actually, this is also an invitation to all the concerned. After the people who are in Chennai right now come back, we're going to have a meeting in Tamarai of all the things and the related interested to continue the pressure.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. But yeah, I do. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that was the Tamara Initiative. I just deal with Satya, who is the person.
Yeah, Satya is part of the Tamara.
Yeah. So yes, there are people, and that's very. And to me, that was the most exciting thing that a young Tamil Orovillian. He's still actually, I think, a newcomer. Had actually gone that far as to file a public interest litigation because the right to clean air is a constitutional right in India, and so he did file a suit on that. And so that shows that, you know, with education a lot can happen. And so I think India, being at the stage where it is, with this huge middle class, you know, when I left, I went to the States for 14 years, and when I left in 87, there was a small, very rich class and a majority of only poor people. There were no cars like they are now. Everybody had cycles. And I came back in 89, and in those 2 years, I couldn't believe the change that happened in India. The cycles had turned to mopeds, and there was a middle class that was just mushrooming, and it has just continued to bloom and bloom and bloom. So theoretically, that's progress, but it has to be harnessed and educated so that these worldwide issues are, you know, like consumerism, even the notion. I mean, everything that Lucas showed you on publicity, you know, America spends more money on psychological studies to influence people in purchasing than it does in nearly any other field of psychology. So I'm sure you're all aware of the impact. I mean, when I lived in America, I couldn't watch anything on TV without having to second read through the lines. Well, what does that mean? Even on the news channels, you second read everything. You're like, well, wait a minute, what's behind that? Or, you know, it just becomes second nature to you not to believe what you see, really. So I think it's interesting that in India at this point, you know, I think a lot can happen, and I think India would be a very powerful country, because when a message goes through, it goes through to so many people, and it can have a huge impact, and India can become actually what the West is now paying huge amounts for cleanup. India wouldn't have as big a problem if it started today. I asked Olga to come because Olga goes to different conferences and has meetings, conferences, and she has a little bit more, she's more positive than I am about new things that can be done with plastic. And, you know, I'm just into banning plastic, or at least, you know, that they apparently are trying to do that in Pondi, is ban the thin plastic bags and keep the thicker ones, which can be washed and reused. The thin ones tear in no time and end up blocking all the municipal waste. The plastic lobby is huge in India, and they keep saying, well, it's a public problem, they're not educated. But they're actually not doing anything to put money in towards that. So I think that's all I didn't prepare anything more or anything really. I just thought I'd tell you what I was doing. I wanted to just show you some pictures of the dump, and I wanted to offer anybody who wanted to go there. Oh, sorry. Have any of you visited the dump site on the other side of Four Corners Canyon?
Yeah.
You have?
Not in 15 years. Has it changed?
It's up above the wall. It used to be below the wall. Now it's up above the wall. Less. Yeah, and then the problem with the dump site, how do I make this full screen? Let's see. Nothing's happening. I am. Okay, well, never mind. No, not actual site. Fit to screen, where is that? Why isn't it showing? Huh? I don't see that.
Not that far down.
Zoom to fit. No? Come and show me.
Here we go.
Also, there's a lot of things that are illegal with this dump. Those are the 4D tribal housing that was so kindly provided. These pictures actually were taken right after the rain, so it's unfortunate because you don't see the amount of constant smoldering. And then there was a long time that we went back and forth with the government of Pondicherry about who's lighting the fires. We said, you're lighting the fires because you were reducing the waste. No, and then they know the gypsies are doing it. And finally, we told them, it doesn't matter who's doing it, it's not important. The thing is that it's happening, and it has to be, and we think it's just spontaneous combustion because a huge amount of methane is created in there. Yes? Yes?
I'm not sure who built those houses, whether it was the government or whether it was...
It was a French...
misguided, kind-hearted Dalakara.
How do I... Maybe I just have to close it.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, let's do this.
I have to select them all and move it on this one.
And they do some waste management, picking up the waste. But what's also happening is that they have cut most of the wildlife of the canyon. They have the license issue.
What I can do is just select them and then slide through the ones that I want.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you want to select all of them? Or? Do you have specific ones?
All except that one.
Okay. All except this top one?
These two. Yeah, because I just showed this.
And there's also an initiative to get the Pondicherry forest.
Okay, let's show them.
Which one?
On that one, because I just showed it.
But after time, you just want to hide.
Okay, so now.
And I want to go quite fast because I wanted all that to get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Open it.
I don't know maps enough. Does anyone know how to deal with pictures on a Mac well?
I think that's just a slideshow.
Yeah.
You go on the slide, you select all.
Here we go. I got them. Okay, and what you see here is the Pondicherry sewage also comes right there. So there's a sewage plant right next to the dump site. So water contamination is probably not too far away from drinking sources. Here you can see this band of, you can see a windmill right there, this band of forest. This is one of the first forests built in Oroville, it's Forcomers. There's all sorts of rotting carcasses, medical waste, bags, plastic. But as you can see, between everything is a lot of leaf. And this is the burnt part. This is the burnt, and here's the settling tanks for the sewage. So there's medicines, bulbs. Those are the sewage settling tanks. It's quite impressive when you go there. And the flies and the smell, all of that is not conveyed with the pictures. These are the kids that live in these tenements. And I checked in her bag what she was recycling. It's the thicker plastic, like the milk containers, a few tins. Those are things she could recycle. Some of these tribals, they actually eat the food that is being thrown away in there. It was quite surprising.
I was recently in a seminar where the Indian health minister spoke, and he said, we don't know anymore whether the garbage is in the city or our cities are in the garbage.
No. It's true. And I thought it was interesting that Lucas mentioned this thing about Mahatma Gandhi, because he was really incensed by it and made a big point of cleaning toilets, and that was his way of really stepping the caste barrier and making people aware of it. Obviously, he was also shocked by the public defecating habit of India.
But he didn't make a difference.
He tried, you know, he really tried to talk about it. In fact, I heard that, well, maybe I shouldn't mention that. No, but I heard that one of the first, when India came together, one of the first meetings at with Nehru and Gandhi and all of that, and all the delegates, it really came home as a problem, because one of the delegates defecated on the veranda. And so it was clearly like a problem, like they were, you know, here they are meeting to discuss how they're going to move the thing, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, like we don't... So anyway, Olga, will you please come and tell them about all the good things you saw?
Good things, yeah. There are good things in this country also.
Thank you.
As Renu said, that I also made some little research on waste specifically. I was interested where it goes and what happens with our work in eco-service. And then the result was that it's not only plastic that is the problem, it's the habit of people that they litter, they throw. Like Lucas said, the analysis of one student says they lose interest in that, that's why. But in Nagpur, there is a couple, she's a professor of chemistry, and she has invented the process, how to, this is the system that she has invented. It's now it's one room, but they are going to, or maybe they have already made it smaller. It's mobile system where you plastic is rinsed into petrol, and then you can use for bike, you can use for cooking, and so it's quite, it's in India, in Nagpur.
Plastic into petrol?
Yeah. Yeah, and you don't need, she did not even ask them to clean, because there is something that in her installation in this, that it works for under this. I'm not a technical or scientific person, so I'm a librarian. So if you want some particular technical stuff, it's available, it's in the magazine. And I've been attending the plastic exhibition where they, of course, advertise all the plastic production. But there is a small pavilion always there where it shows what they do out of reuse the plastic. And they do furniture and, yeah. They, of course, they have to add some components to make it. But it's beautiful and useful. And also, so India is already awake, just little small steps that have been done. And also in other states, they do plastic rolls, so-called plastic, of course it's not plastic. It's plastic is added. All these rubbish bags, which are not clean bags with food remains even, they go through the process and they add this to the bitum and tar roads, and they make the roads. There is a small passage in Pondicherry, there is a lot in Bangalore. It's picking up, so these are good things about that. And also, of course, the awareness campaigns that the people have in even in Oregon, we're having this outreach campaign that we go to the communities and talk to the people how to segregate and show them the way. So it's just that there should be more people to join this. And also there is the way to, in Cochin, there is a plant that has not been yet finished that will do the waste to energy.
By heating it to create electricity.
Yeah, electricity. Yeah. They do many things. And from this also, they do from the compost.
Yeah.
They don't really clean it thoroughly, but like you said, that plastic goes and that the remains will go processed into the compost.
Plastic
organic. No. There is a way how to take it.
The organic will become compost and the plastic will remain and get filtered.
Yeah. So there are companies
the
that...
The filtering thing only takes the big plastic out. If there's something smaller that goes through
but
the three different layers of silt, it goes through.
If someone has interest to copy the...
The plastic in the tar rolls is quite a dangerous thing because while the cars are rolling on the road, it becomes powder and the dioxin becomes free and goes
there are,
there
are
also
theories.
The added plastic is a much bigger dioxin problem than the dust.
I've heard that also. I don't know because I thought the dioxin was released 2 feet.
Only above 2 feet is the change rate.
So, but if you choose between pollution, litter, and all that, there are always choices. What do you prefer, roads or
because I feel we have to be very careful that we propagate some recycling which creates new problems also. And that often happens in these things.
Absolutely.
We invent something new which is creating even a bigger problem.
Okay, there are scientists that will prove what is right or what is wrong, but to eliminate the litter, there are ways. First, of course, education with awareness. And people like Pachauri, who is the head of the Terry Institute, Tata Research Engineering Institute. And they work on all these issues. they have their magazine. And, yeah.
Well, last week we had a very good lecture about biomass. And I wanted to know if there is a connection between the huge biomass.
Yeah, there is. They do this institute, they work on this bio. This is their work, what they do. Mainly in the hills, they do on small scales. They're just starting. But it's good.
The garbage is so valuable in a way because it can be used for so many different applications. It can be used, in biogas plants to generate methane. It can be used for roads. So what will shift, it will take time, but what will shift is they'll compete for the garbage pretty soon. That's why we should get all these 350 tons now while the price is free. Pretty soon it'll be expensive.
Yeah.
So it's happening.
If you can't fight enjoyment,
it's good for you. There's a noble lawyer.
So this is, actually, I'd really like to get into this discussion. I think we can take a break for just a little bit and then come back and start having a discussion around all the great ideas that we just brought up. So.